Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With every call.
Thanks for the good show.
With every person.
First time listener, I really appreciate you calling out like it is.
This guy thanks you for helping to keep things interesting.
I listen to you every day on my way home.
Thanks for being a part of News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Yeah, Ben Tobias has never been on the radio before. This is all new to him, so. You got the microphone adjusted, sir? Check.
Is it pointed towards me?
Yeah, give me a check. Yeah. One, two.
Is there anybody named Mike in here? Okay, doing a mic check. Mike.
Last name is Raffone.
It's Mick. It's spelled Mick.
M-I-C.
And you're lucky I'm Irish, so you're okay.
Very good.
9:06 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Prestige Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And for the Gainesville Police Department, he is in the house, ladies and gentlemen, Sergeant Ben Tobias. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for the promotion, but I'm still an officer, not a sergeant.
Yeah, I
appreciate
How did I get
it.
That wrong?
I don't know. Chief,
I asked you that once before.
Chief, if you're listening, I'll take those stripes whenever I get back to the station.
It was a premonition, maybe. Yeah,
you don't even care about the stripes. You just want the pay.
Absolutely.
Let's be honest.
We didn't do this for the money.
Hey, we had this. It's a good thing that we can at least laugh a little bit because a huge tragedy just took place. And I know you being in law enforcement, this strikes really home because, unfortunately, you get to see some bad stuff. You know, what are we supposed to make of this? And I'm not asking you to take a political position, obviously. You can't do that. But, I mean, what are some logical steps that you think that we could do or maybe we're already doing in our community?
Well, I was talking to a friend of mine from actually Pensacola today, one of the PIOs over for Pensacola Police Department. He had a great idea. If we want to end it, we make schools like we do airports, hard to get in, easy to get out. And I thought that was a brilliant thing that, you know, maybe not a lot of people have thought about. Make it very tough to get in. If you want to do it, let's look through every bag. Let's go through metal detectors. Let's do that. And then if something happens, just like an airport, it's simple to get out of one, but it's very, very difficult to get in. So that's one way.
But when you say airport, I think TSA and I think big government and maybe not great trained people, even though it's not fair. You only get most of them are great.
Of course.
But you get, you know, so I think of that thinking, what could go wrong? You got school age kids and people close contact. That's a concern.
Yeah. The problem is the guns are already out there and it would be very, very, very difficult from a law enforcement perspective to pull those back since they're out there. They're out on the streets. They're out in illegal cars. They're out in stolen vehicles. They're out there. And it's just trying to figure out the people that have access to them, how to get them out of their hands. And mental health, I heard Chris talking about it a little bit earlier. Mental health is the biggest thing. Looking for those precursors, because from what I understand, the shooter down in South Florida had a lot of those precursors. And so that's why you're never bothering the police. If you know something or have this information, you know, call somebody, let somebody know so they can get help.
If you know the type, if they're troubled and you even think in your mind and you're, let's say, a school age student that, hey, this guy is really not right and not to the point to where he's different or odd, to the point to where there's some, you know, violent tendencies or language or you've been on his social media website and it's not when you know it's not right to where you would make a comment to another friend, that's the time that you might want to let law enforcement know that, hey, I don't know if there's anything to this, but here's what I saw. Here's what I read. This guy's been in trouble before. And let them take it from there, right?
Absolutely. And I would encourage any of our students in the Gainesville-Alachua County area to do that. We have school resource officers in all of the schools. They're embedded there. They're not just there to be security guards. They're mentors. They're teachers themselves. And they're there to be a resource. These resource officers, because they're assigned to those specific schools, they know the students there. So they already have their hands in the schools and can figure out who's there, who's starting to be a problem. And if there is a problem, they can address it with all the resources that we have. So students or parents, if you have that inkling that something's wrong, you are absolutely not going to bother the school resource officer by pointing that out to him or her.
And if you're friends with somebody on social media, you're going to have access to areas of their life that even the best resource officer is not necessarily going to be perceptive enough to see in the way that a child just walks down the hall. You can't tell anything. But if you're friends with them on social media and you see some things that raises a flag in your mind, it's better to let somebody know.
It's absolutely better to let somebody know. It used to be that, oh, I don't want to get this person in trouble, or I don't want them to feel, you know, like I'm trying to do something against them. But we live in an unfortunate time where we have to look at these precursors. We have to look at these signs and make sure that we get those signs to someone in a position of authority.
Now, let's bring it back to the local level again. And we had like a double homicide, Summer Place. How much can you tell us what went down?
It was a very, very tragic situation. As we're looking into it, our detectives are still investigating, but it appears that the shooter lived in the apartment complex and had some issues where he would damage stuff inside the apartment and would not let management in to fix it. Management called us two or three times to come out there and stand by. They didn't report any crimes because it's not a criminal act to destroy things in an apartment. It becomes a landlord-tenant issue. So we were out there to keep the peace. We kept the peace. The officers documented what they did with the dispatchers there. And again, looking back, you go, okay, is this person violent? Is this person causing a disturbance? But let me tell you, we respond to hundreds of disturbances every single day. So it's trying to figure out that balance of responding to disturbances. And again, like Chris says, we're not mental health experts. We're not trained, and nor do I think we should be trained to be psychologists out on the road. That's just putting too many hats on for those officers. So he apparently was served an eviction notice and went to call a meeting with the apartment management. When he got to the meeting, he walked in, shut the door, didn't say a word, tragically shot and killed both of them. And then there was a young female that was also working in the office, took her hostage at gunpoint, pushed her into her vehicle, and made her drive north on I-75 until, thankfully, the Lowndes County Sheriff's Office in Georgia was able to stop them and get them to safety and arrest him.
Wow. What a nightmarish situation.
Absolutely nightmarish. As the call came out, I was listening to it. I was with our assistant chief, and we were reading the call, and it was one of those where we go, this just sounds too weird to be real. And unfortunately, it was. And tragically, two great people lost their lives this week.
If you show up on a scene for something that's like, say, destruction of property or something very minor, is there a protocol to look the person up? Do you run a records check? How deep does that go? Obviously, if there's a warrant or a want or a bolo or something, that's going to pop right up. But what about an arrest record? Does that show up immediately on your computers?
No, an arrest record would not immediately show up on our computers. Or if we just run this person, we would have to request a criminal history on that. So that's where it gets into the balance of, we as law enforcement want to make sure that we are policing in such a way that people have the freedoms to move about. I mean, because that's what we're a nation of, is a nation of freedom. And we as the police do not want to be the blockade to that. But at the same time, we have to figure out how much we can go and how far we can dig, because we're responding to disturbances like the ones that he was involved in literally every single day.
And many of them could be people who are just having a bad day.
Of course.
Versus having some historical background of run-ins with law enforcement.
And in this case, this man had no local arrest history. So even if we had run a criminal history on him, it would not have shown anything local. So it's just trying to figure out how to get those pieces aligned, how to get some early warning indicators of mental health, because it all goes back to mental health, because somebody that is sane is not going to walk into an apartment office and kill two people in cold blood.
Right. Another tragedy, and right in our backyard, unfortunately. What about folks that are leaving their guns unlocked in unlocked vehicles and gun? I mean, just to keep your vehicle unlocked, I don't understand that. But to leave a gun in there, what's going on?
Well, let's look at today's violent landscape. And we're talking about, how do people have access to guns? And it's unfortunate. And I talk to police departments around the state and around the country, and we're not alone here. We're having guns stolen from vehicles, and they're not breaking the windows to get them. They're not targeting people for them. They are just going and pulling door handles in apartment complexes, pulling door handles in neighborhoods, and they're finding vehicles unlocked, and then when they're finding them, they're rummaging through them. And it's staggering the amount of guns that are becoming stolen from these unlocked vehicles. So folks, it's up to you. I mean, we do as much as we can as a police department, but it's up to you as a responsible gun owner to be responsible with that. If you have a gun, that's something, that's a tool that can take someone's life, make sure you secure it. Do not leave it in an unlocked vehicle.
And there are lock boxes and different apparatus you can buy that will adapt to a vehicle. You've got your trunk. You've got ways to do that. I just, you know, my uncle was a Philadelphia police officer. He says, that gun doesn't do you any good unless it's with you. Of course, don't violate the law to keep it with you. But you know, in the state of Florida, go through the process and carry it. That's the best place for it to be. That way it won't get in anybody else's hands. But certainly, lock your car doors no matter what you have
in it. No matter what's in there, but especially if you're going to have a weapon that can take away someone's life, please make sure you have control of that and don't let that fall into criminals' hands by just leaving it unlocked.
Got more scams that we're going to talk about, how to react with emergency vehicles and the buffoonery we see on the roadways. That and more coming up as we continue our conversation with Ben Tobias from the Gainesville Police Department next on the Bob Rose Show. It is 9:15, News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
This is North Central Florida's morning news and talk station, 97.3 The Sky. Now, traffic and weather together.
Brought to you by Florida Prepaid. A few incidents earlier, Ocala with some road blockage. It was an accident northwest 111th Court at northwest 12th Lane. Also, another one at southeast 79th Street at Juniper Road. Also, earlier in Micanopy, an accident 441 at southeast County Road 346. Our biggest issue this morning, though, is fog. So make sure you've got your lights on. Give yourself some extra time and some extra space. With Florida Prepaid, you can start saving for college in as little as 15 minutes. So what's your plan? Enroll by February 28th at myfloridaprepaid.com.
Warmer and drier days ahead. That includes this afternoon. We should see mostly sunny skies developing and a high near 81. Clear with fog again possible late tonight, a low of 57. Mostly sunny tomorrow, a high of 82. From the UF Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jeff Hoffman.
Gainesville 60, Ocala 61, The Villages 62. Traffic and weather together every 15 minutes mornings on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Gateway's Automotive. We get the bugs out of your car.
Hey, Bob Rose here for my friends at Dave Mays Automotive. You know, it's getting harder and harder to find a truly independent, owned, and operated auto shop these days. Whatever happened to the good old days when your auto mechanic knew you, knew your car, and would look you right in the eye when they were talking about it? If that's the type of down-home customer service and honesty that you're looking for, take it from me. Head to Dave Mays Automotive. Dave Mays Automotive has been helping families ride safe on the road since 1975, and they do it all. Brakes, oil changes, alignments, air conditioning. You can even get some custom work done for you, like they did on my truck. And don't forget their famous bug check, where they go over your whole vehicle to make sure there's no issues. Dave Mays Automotive. They're in the Waldo Road Industrial Complex, three blocks behind Sonny's on Northeast 19th Drive, or online, DaveMaysAutomotive.com. Dave Mays Automotive. They'll get the bugs out.
Dave Mays Automotive. We get the bugs, all of them bugs, out of your car.
There's always something happening at Gator's Dockside. On Mondays, enjoy all-you-can-eat wings tossed in your favorite sauce, like their award-winning Scooter Sauce. Tuesday night is Kids Night, where kids eat free with an adult from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. and take a bite out of the competition and their boneless wings on Wednesday nights at 9:30 when you join them for Trivia Night presented by Trivia Nation and all-you-can-eat boneless wings and fries. And don't forget their two-for-one deals on select drafts, house wine, and liquor all day, every day. They've got the biggest games on the biggest screens, including UFC fight nights on select Saturdays, and all the basketball and baseball games you can imagine. And if you think they just serve wings, you need to check out their amazing salads, ribs, burgers, and sandwiches, like the Bayou Po' Boy, their take on the classic. No matter what day of the week, there's always something happening at Gator's Dockside. So get the gang together, sit back, and relax the dockside way. See you at Gator's.
When you think about it, a smile causes a chain reaction. When someone smiles at you, it makes you feel good. Van Dyke Dentistry knows this, and that's why they strive to provide their patients with a smile they can be proud of. Van Dyke Dentistry offers comprehensive care in providing cosmetic services like whitening and veneers, implant placement and restoration, full mouth reconstruction, extractions, root canals, and periodontal care. Their digital x-rays greatly reduce radiation exposure, and their 3D imaging aids in accurate diagnosing and treatment plans. Doctors Bill and Rachel are father-daughter Gator grads, and their entire staff is dedicated and compassionate. And with their evening and weekend hours, they work around your schedule. Now I have a comprehensive plan for regular checkups and a healthy white smile that makes a difference. Don't wait another day to get yours. Call Van Dyke Dentistry at 352-377-1781 or visit drwkvandyke.com.
Ocala's Ram Truck Headquarters is Phillips. Save thousands every day on new 2017 and 2018 Ram trucks during Ram Truck Month. At Phillips Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, we know trucks. Regular cabs, extended cabs, crew cabs, diesels, and commercial vehicles from our Business Link program. And come see why we've received Dealer Raider's coveted 2018 Consumer Satisfaction Award. Shop 24-7 at PhillipsCJDR.com. 2 miles south of Highway 200 on 441 in Ocala.
The staff at GetMyPerks.com are a forward-thinking group. Now, they realize that the temperature is up some days and other days, not so much. But all of that really doesn't matter when it comes to talking about frozen yogurt or sorbet, especially when you're talking about Menchie's frozen yogurt. Because right now, you can pick up a certificate for $10 worth of amazing treats for only $5. From delicious Froyo cakes to Dole Whip pineapple floats, fresh fruit custom-made shakes, and don't forget to grab a quart to go from their Butler Plaza North location so you can enjoy Menchie's frozen yogurt anytime you want.
Rush Limbaugh.
What the hell are they asking me for here?
Noon weekdays.
I always think if somebody's complaining to me, they're asking me to fix it.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
9:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Prestige Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yet. Ben Tobias is in the house from the Gainesville Police Department.
What's my rank?
You're just an officer.
Just an officer, not a sergeant this time.
No.
Okay.
No, you get, no. But maybe someday.
Maybe, maybe.
Study hard.
Study hard when I grow up. Maybe I can be a real sergeant.
Yeah.
Probably a lot more work, paperwork, headaches, hassles.
He doesn't want that.
Yeah.
He's got enough of that.
Absolutely.
I've had friends that, yeah, avoid management at all costs is what they've said. All right, we've been talking about the shooting, and then we've also been talking about local issues. It's okay to call the police to report suspicious activity. We're not bothering you. It's what you guys and gals do, right?
That's what we do. I mean, we respond to so many calls where a car break-in happens or a house break-in, and we'll start talking to residents in the area during a canvas, and they'll say, well, I saw this strange person over here, but I didn't know if I should call. Always call. If you've got those little hairs that stand up on the back of your neck, they're there for a reason. Give us a call. You're not bothering us. Yes, we may be busy working other calls, but if we are, we'll triage it and we'll get out there. But you're never, ever, ever bothering us. And I get it, because when I'm off duty, it takes, you know, I look at a situation, I go, okay, I know they've got a call load, I know they're doing this, or I know they're probably drinking coffee. Should I bother them? Yes, you should bother us. And anytime you see something suspicious, pick up the phone, give us a call.
It's better to err on the side of caution, and you never know what it's going to lead to. Sometimes some very bad people are trying to kind of blend in, and you have to trust your gut. You have these instincts for a reason as a human being, right?
Absolutely. We've had so many calls that have turned into something because somebody just picked up the phone and says, this doesn't look right. We came out, and sure enough, it was not right at all.
And speaking of human beings, some of them aren't nice, and they want to separate you from your money. They'll call up and say they're the IRS. They're the power company, and your power is just, it's going to be shut off like any minute now.
Right.
And you need to rush out and get that gift card right now, whether it's Green Dot card, this iTunes card. Anybody who's telling you to take your cash, go somewhere, buy a card with it, right off the bat.
Run.
It is a scam.
It is a scam. No government agency, no reputable business, no anybody is going to call for a debt and say, go get me a gift card from a local store. Go get an iTunes card. I need you to pre-purchase purchase a prepaid debit card. Nobody's going to do that. If they are, and if you're getting a call from somebody like that, hang up the phone, call their main number, look it up. I would say the yellow pages, but a lot of our younger folks don't even know what that is. Yeah. But look it up. Look up their number. Call them directly and do it that way. Nobody's going to call and go, hey, we're shutting off your power right now. Go get me a gift card. They're not going to do it.
But they will be convincing.
They will.
That's the whole idea. They have a great shtick. They're smooth. And I used to tell my mom religiously, Mom, I don't do business over the phone. Repeat after me. and she got it. And really, it saved her a lot of headaches.
It is. Because people use emotion to separate you from your money. They want to get you emotionally involved. They want to get you anxious. They want to get you in this heightened sense of whatever, thinking that you're going to lose something. And to get it back, you have to pay. And making that payment with a gift card is just don't do it.
Right. Emergency vehicles. I could give you a half a dozen nightmarish stories. I'm sure we all have them. What's the proper thing you're supposed to do when you see an emergency vehicle behind you? You see the flashing lights, you hear the siren. What are you supposed to do?
All right, so here's the scenario. You actually have your stereo turned down low enough where you can hear, and you actually are not looking at your phone and can see the emergency light. So we've got that scenario.
Well, that eliminates 90% of the population.
You're off to a really bad start.
Exactly. Yeah. So we've got that scenario. You hear or see an emergency vehicle coming up behind you. Here's what I don't want you to do. Don't slam on your brakes. Don't pull to the left. Don't accelerate. It's simple. Just slow down slightly and pull over to the right. That's all we need you to do. Our folks are trained. We can pretty much drive, you know, pretty good. And we know where we're going. And just move over to the right. Let us get where we're going.
I've pulled over to the right before, and the people behind me just keep on going. Okay, you're getting ahead of me, pal. I can live with that. But then there's times when I've pulled over, and then the people won't even let me back in. I just pulled over for that emergency vehicle.
let the Bob back in. That's really the new slogan.
Yeah, because...
Like put a sign on the back of your truck.
Yeah. Hashtag, let the Bob back in.
Yeah, because when I do nasty things to them, now I'm the bad guy getting reported for suspicious activity.
There you go. You
know, see how that gets turned around?
He knew that already.
Absolutely.
Florida move-over law for emergency and public safety vehicles... There might still be people who actually don't know this one yet.
Exactly. So we'll flip the script. Instead of pulling over for an emergency vehicle, let's say that it's an officer on the side of the road, it's an ambulance working a patient on the side of the road, a fire truck, and thankfully they expanded the law to include tow truck drivers when they're doing a recovery. Pretty much any time you see flashing red, blue, green, purple, orange, if you ever see flashing lights on a vehicle on the side of the road, you need to do one of two things. If you can, if it's a multi-lane roadway and you can get over, move over. If you've never been on the side of the road with traffic going by 30, 45, 60 miles an hour, that is super
fast. Very uncomfortable.
It is super uncomfortable. So move over. Now, if you can't move over, the law states that you need to drop your speed by 20 miles or to 20 miles an hour under the
posted speed limit. So if you're on the interstate, you're going 70, you have to decelerate to 50.
Correct. Now, that's the worst case scenario. We would just prefer if you could move over and give us that entire lane as a buffer to do so. Because let's go back to that device that everybody has in front of their faces, which is not the speedometer. It's their cell phones. People realize at the last minute, oh, no, there's somebody on the right side of the road, and they may make an adjustment that's an over-adjustment, and it runs into bad things. So get over or slow down. It's not just us, the cops and the firemen that are out there, but it's tow truck workers, public safety workers, linemen, everybody. So just give them the room to work.
And be courteous to let the other drivers get in the lane to avoid that scenario. Be courteous. I promise you'll get to where you're going. People are just so, and maybe they're not discourteous. Maybe it's like you said, they're not paying attention.
Yeah. You know, we're all big boys and girls. We're all driving big, you know, cars and trucks and things that go and stuff like, of course.
Magma.
Not Winnie Cooper over here.
It's a turbo.
Turbo. But just be nice to one another. I don't know what it is about a steering wheel that, you know, folks get behind it and they start getting mean to everybody. It could be the nicest person in the world and that stupid thing called road rage kicks in.
If you get a heated steering wheel, it puts you in a lot better mood. It relaxes you. Oh, yeah.
Heated seats.
He comes in so mellow in the morning.
Yeah, there's no rush. There's no rush. I'm comfortable. Mm-hmm. DUI prevention, real quick. Taxis, designated driver, Uber, Lyft, bus, don't drive. All the above is a lot cheaper than a DUI, and God forbid you should hurt yourself or someone else.
There is absolutely less than zero, if you want to get into that. There is no excuse to drive drunk, to drive buzzed, to drive intoxicated whatsoever. You have a device. I keep going back to this device. I don't know what it is, but we have this device that we all carry that has the ability to summon a vehicle to pick you up, a sober driving vehicle.
Wow.
I know. It's amazing. But these people will come pick you up. You push a couple of buttons, and they'll come pick you up. You give them a couple of bucks, and they get you home safely. So $10-$15 as opposed to $6,000-$8,000 or knowing that you took somebody's life.
Mm.
I always go back to Lieutenant Corey Dollum, who died in 2000. I'm going to screw up the year, so I'm not going to call it. But a few years ago, when he was hit by a drunk driver, completely preventable. That's where it really hits home for us here in Gainesville and the Gainesville Police Department. There's just absolutely no excuse. Don't do it. We want folks to have a good time. We know folks work. We know folks have stressful lives, stressful days. Go out, have a good time. Absolutely enjoy the nightlife that Gainesville has to offer, or the day life if that's
yeah,
your if that's your stick.
Shift.
But go enjoy it, but make sure, folks, please make sure that you get home safe.
It's a lot cheaper, it's a lot better, it's a lot smarter. Ben Tobias, Gainesville Police Department, we appreciate your time.
Appreciate you bringing me on.
All right, keep doing the excellent work.
Thank you.
9:30 on the Bob Rose Show. Fill you in with some headlines, any updates and recent information we have about the shooting that took place at the Broward County High School yesterday. We're 17 dead. Just a terrible, terrible situation. But somehow, some way, we'll get through it. And even 15 minutes from now, we'll come up with things that make us smile. It's all coming your way next on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
This memo was constructed. The president doesn't want the public to see the underlying facts.
This report from the Democrats packed it full of sources and methods.
Threatened national security.
On air on 97.3 FM.
This budget agreement.
One of the biggest spending increases.
Add $1 trillion in debt.
And on the new Sky app.
The war machine.
The Iranian regime.
Brazenly violated Israel's sovereignty.
The news station.
Rob Porter
did a very good job while he was at the White House.
That's like saying that axe murderer.
He's a great painter.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Bob Rose here with my friend Mark Herm of Mark Herm & Company Heating and Air. Mark, there's been a lot of changes in technology in the heating and air industry.
Oh, yes, there has, Bob. One very popular item now is the smart thermostat. It allows you to control the thermostat settings through your phone via the home internet connection. You can also use the programming features of your thermostat, or you can adjust the settings from your phone so that when you get home, the temperature will always be where you desire.
It makes sense. Your system runs less, but you don't sacrifice comfort. Now, what about the units themselves?
Bob, there are major efficiency differences between the systems being produced today versus those made even just a few short years ago. Design changes are all about efficiency, comfort, and savings.
Well, Mark, thanks for all the work you and your team have done for me over the years. Folks, take it from me, Bob Rose. If you want to save money on your electric bill by utilizing the latest technology, call Mark Herm & Company Heating and Air, 378-9422, or visit them online at hermco.com.
CAC057-325.
There's a lot of talk about superfoods these days. At Hardee's, we've always believed in superfoods, like our legendary Frisco breakfast sandwich. Now, don't let the name fool you. There's no kale, quinoa, or coconut oil in it. But it is a superfood. Fluffy scrambled eggs, a mountain of thinly sliced ham, with melty American and Swiss cheeses, served on our signature buttery sourdough toast. Start your day with a superfood. The legendary Frisco breakfast sandwich, only at Hardee's.
97.3 The Sky. Traffic and weather together.
Brought to you by the Newberry Floor Store. And just a couple of incidents still left over from this morning. One is Ocala, had some road blockage at an accident northwest 111th Court at northwest 12th Lane. And Gainesville got an accident in Newberry there at 75th Tower Road. Bad intersection on a good day. Fog's been a problem this morning and still continues to be so. So do drive carefully. The Newberry Floor Store. Find out more. Check them out online. NewberryFloorStore.com.
Drier and warmer days ahead, and that includes today. Once the fog lifts, we'll see a mostly sunny afternoon, a high near 81. Upper 50s again tonight for a low under clear skies. Fog again possible by daybreak. And generally speaking, mostly sunny through Sunday with little or no rain. Afternoon highs in the low 80s, overnight lows upper 50s. From the UF Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jeff Huffman.
Gainesville 61, Ocala 61, the Villages 63. Sky News Time is 9:33 for the ER North Florida Regional. You can check North Florida's ER wait times by texting ER to 23,000. ER wait time now. Just 6 minutes.
I'm Susan King, your top local story. The president of the Florida PTA reacting today to the deadly high school shooting in Broward County says enough. Cindy Gerhardt says that although the organization has a long and successful legacy of fighting for the safety, health, and well-being of all children in Florida, she says on Wednesday they feel like they've fallen short. However, Gerhardt adds that their determination is stronger than ever to make sure that this tragic moment is never repeated. repeated. And students who survive a school shooting can suffer some long-term psychological effects. This is psychiatrist Dr. Erin Valenti.
There's going to be a sense of loss, a sense of grieving, and there's also going to be a feeling of security being taken away. I think a lot of people feel safe in school, and a lot of parents feel safe sending their children to school, and this takes that away.
Valenti says she thinks people are trying to do everything they can to try and prevent the incidents from happening, but it's becoming difficult to predict when and where these types of actions are going to take place. Next news in 30 minutes on 97.3 The Sky. Listen online and follow us on Twitter at thesky973.com.
Sky Business Watch.
Brought to you by Zinnia Wealth Management, committed to your long-term financial goals.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. More evidence that the era of cheap money is coming to an end. U.S. consumer prices rising more than expected last month. Fear of inflation would prompt the Federal Reserve to raise rates. The first rate increase expected next month. Today, Google's Chrome, the world's most popular browser, will block certain types of ads, which it says its research has found to be the most annoying to users. But some in the ad industry say it's a self-serving move that will show Google ads still, but then block those from others. Amazon has surpassed Microsoft in market value for the first time ever. Amazon shares closed at just over $1,451 yesterday, putting it only behind Apple and Google's parent company, Alphabet, in the ranking of publicly traded companies. And following in Apple's footsteps, Cisco is planning to bring a huge amount of money home after passage of the U.S. tax law. The tech company saying it will repatriate $67 billion held overseas. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Whether it's trying to figure out your new phone or a new system at work, we're always learning. Charisse Rivers-Smith has an ongoing commitment to financial education. She believes that the more knowledge you have about what's ahead, the more confident you can be about creating the retirement you've always wanted. She has a series of two-day workshops called Retiring in a New Reality. You'll learn about how to use that 401k and IRA to produce income, how to keep up with the changes in Social Security, tax laws, markets, and Medicare. What's the difference between a will and a trust, and which one is right for you? Call to find out the upcoming dates at either the University of Florida Gainesville campus or the College of Central Florida. 352-854-7800. That's 352-854-7800. Or online at cflretirement.org. Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors, a registered investment advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance, including annuities, licensed in Florida.
Golf and helping the developmentally disabled. Hey, it's Bob Rose. We've teed it up. We're ready to go. The Bob Rose Golf Scramble, presented by The Sky and Betsy Papine and Papine Realty.
The Bob Rose Golf Scramble, Friday, April 13th at Hale Plantation Golf and Country Club.
The Bob Rose Golf Scramble is a benefit for the fine work of the Arc of Alachua County. And again, this year, you could win a brand new Gainesville Harley-Davidson. Sign up now, because the Bob Rose Golf Scramble sells out fast, and I don't want you to be left out.
Enter now at arcalachua.org.
It's time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
This segment of The Sky brought to you by Dave Mays Automotive. Go get the bugs out of your car.
Real life
happening
on The Sky.
FBI. Public trust is gone.
Net neutrality.
Tax cut.
Sexual harassment.
Iran.
Real.
Reality.
Life.
Everyone.
On News Talk 97.3.
Listen.
The Sky.
938 on The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to move forward with this real quick anyway. And it just because I try to keep people updated with information, BuzzFeed is reporting, and it's BuzzFeed, and they have had some credibility issues. I'll just leave it at that. But I don't want to be too far behind on this story, but I'll just let you know. It doesn't mean it's true because they've printed it, but according to Brianna Sachs, BuzzFeed news reporter, she is reporting that in September, a YouTube user named Nicholas Cruz left a comment on a video stating, quote, "I'm going to be a professional school shooter," unquote. The video's creator allegedly alerted both the FBI and YouTube. And there's no connection in terms of that they've established that indeed it's the same person as a Nicholas Cruz that is involved and arrested for the shooting, deaths of 17 people at the Broward County High School down there. But I'm just letting you know that this is being reported by BuzzFeed. Whether or not it'll be substantiated by others, we'll just have to wait and see. And that's why you don't want to do anything real hard and fast, per se, because information in these kinds of overwhelming tragic events, it's just hard to separate the fact from other things.
Well, we've seen it every time where somebody jumps on every little tidbit of something. They put it out there like it's the gospel. And then we find out, you know, 8 hours later, totally wrong, wrong guy, wrong scenario. And it's just better to err on the good side.
Yeah, and being first doesn't always mean you're right. So I'm just at least I hopefully got you to consider the source and all that. Big Joe, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. It is a tragedy what's happened in South Florida. I was a firefighter down there for many years, and we worked very closely with the police department down there. But I have a question that maybe you can answer, and it may be somewhat naive. I don't know. How is it that in 1793, when the Bill of Rights was established, with the Second Amendment being the right to bear arms, how is it that hundreds of thousands of counties are allowed to supersede that and make their own rules for their own schools and hospitals and whatever, and say, even though you are, by law, allowed to carry a weapon, you can't carry one in this school. Now, if somebody could answer that to me, I'd greatly appreciate it. And the other thing I have to say is, a lot of this goes away, I think, if we mandatorily have a system where male and or female, you will do 2 years in the service. You will go to boot camp. You will have the umbilical cord from your grandma or mom's or dad's basement. You will get trained in firearm training. You will be deployed. And when you come back after you are taught a trade, you will be stationed at the local school.
What happens when they wash out because they have, you know, mental issues?
There is no washing out. There is no washing out. Washing out is a pop-out. There is no washing out because of mental issues. And if they have a verifiable mental issue, then you deal with it on a one-on-one basis. But these people that say, oh, I can't because I'm afraid that my purse is going to get muddy going underneath the barbed wire during boot camp, I don't want to hear that. We need to bring back old-school boot camp and make them go through it. Make these men, boys, into men and teach them what's right and what's wrong. And post these people at these schools. Because in Utah, there's never been a school shooting because people open carry in that state. And when somebody goes to a school and says, oh, I'm going to take that guy out first because he's got a gun, and he looks to his left and says, oh, that guy's got a gun too. Oh, wait, that guy's got a gun. Holy moly, I'm going to make that out alive. They may think twice about it.
Well, I totally agree with that. I absolutely agree. And it's going to be tough because, look, there are people that are politically entrenched, and the political left doesn't want to give up any ground on an issue that politically has served them well in many cases. The tide has turned to where some thoughtful Democrats are realizing that being anti-gun, per se, and anti-Second Amendment is not helpful because people are starting to realize statistically what has happened with the crime rates and how responsible gun ownership is actually a very good thing, not something to be afraid of or bad.
No.
But there are politically entrenched people that will never be able to wrap their head around the idea of guns being carried on a college campus, let alone on a high school campus or others. Even if the people are trained, it makes perfect sense to those of us who have some understanding of firearms. But for people that have no training and they have been brought up in this culture of be afraid of it, it'll just go off all on its own. they'll never let that ground go. In other words, it doesn't matter. I don't know what it would take for them to make an adjustment mentally to allow trained people to have guns on campuses.
And the reality is we've only seen this turn in the last 25 years, maybe we'll say, and then more so in the last just few years, because there was a time when guns were not a big deal. Again, I mentioned earlier, you could still go to some schools and you'd see a long gun in the truck rack in the window. Nobody's getting killed.
Two of the biggest things are a culture that is very acceptable of violence, and if not violence in the streets, through media, through movies, TV, whatever. So you've got that culture going on, and I believe part of this, when it comes to the mass shootings, is undiagnosed, misdiagnosed mental illness that's not properly treated, or it's just one of those things where the psychotropic drug is actually much more detrimental for the person than it is helpful. I think it is definitely the exception to the rule, but I think that's an area where if you really want to delve into this and stop people that all of a sudden get it in their head that getting a huge body count at all costs, the weakest, most vulnerable people that you can shoot, and somehow in their mind it's a heroic type thing, we've got to be able to bust through and figure out what's creating that.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with gun control laws, that's for sure.
No.
The good news is there aren't very many people who fit that profile amongst us. The problem is one is too many.
And they like the headlines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
9:46 on the Bob Rose Show. All right. Come on, let's turn it around. Things that make you smile. Count your blessings. Good, upbeat, positive thoughts. Share those with us. It's brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. If you're looking for a great dentist, I recommend Robin and her unbelievable staff. You can find her on Facebook. Are you ready? Call in now. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile next.
Morning News and Talk Station 97.3 The Sky. Now, traffic and weather together.
And this report brought to you by Florida Prepaid. Gainesville got an accident, Newberry Road, 75th. That's Tower Road. Looks like they've got it cleared, but that's always a backed up area there anyway. Also, earlier accidents, Ocala had some blockage, Northwest 111th Court at Northwest 12th Lane. With Florida Prepaid, you can start saving for college in as little as 15 minutes. So, what's your plan? Enroll by February 28th at myfloridaprepaid.com.
Warmer and drier days ahead. That includes this afternoon. We should see mostly sunny skies developing and a high near 81. Clear with fog again possible late tonight, to low of 57. Mostly sunny tomorrow, a high of 82. From the UF Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jeff Hoffman.
Gainesville 61, Ocala 61, the Villages 63. Traffic and weather together every 15 minutes, mornings on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
You've finally done it. You've decided you're going to do something about your teeth. You're sick and tired of being self-conscious when you speak. You hate to have to hide your smile, and now you're finally going to do something about it. That's great. Now what? There's lots of dentists out there. Who will you choose? Hey, it's Bob Rose. Allow me to recommend my personal dentist, Dr. Robin Larson. Robin Larson Dental has the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art technology, and they handle everything from routine cleanings, emergency dental work, and cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Larson understands a soft, gentle touch is the best, most comfortable way for her patients, and I really trust her. That's why I've been going there for years. And because Robin Larson Dental is a full-service dentistry for the entire family, my wife and kids go there too. They take most PPO insurance, so if you're finally ready to make your smile bright again, trust me and go see Robin Larson Dental. Call 331-4080. That's 331-4080. Or visit robinlarsondental.com. That's robinlarsondental.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, this is Jeff Miller, and I would like to personally invite you to our 27th annual Boat Show and Fishing Clinic, February 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Come browse through over 300 new and used boats in stock, all with discounted pricing. Ask about the factory rebates on certain models and the extended warranties on Mercury and Yamaha outboards. Talk to the factory reps, register for door prizes, and get fishing tips from some of the best anglers in the country, including Captain Rick Murphy, Shaw Grigsby, Terry Scroggins, and Bobby Lane. We will have discounted prices on accessories, including Costa, Columbia, Yeti, Orca, Interstate, Power Pole, Minn Kota, and more. Don't miss the boating event of the year for Central Florida. We're just north of Ocala on Highway 441. Call us at 622-7757. Like us on Facebook or visit us on the web at millersboating.com. Miller's Boating Center, helping you enjoy the water for over 35 years.
Sean Hannity here to tell you about Rhoda Heaver Boys Ranch. Rhoda Heaver Boys Ranch cares for and helps boys in need in Northeast Florida. Now, they don't get any government assistance for child care, and they raise money by auctioning off donated vehicles every month. If you have a boat, a car, a motorcycle, an RV, a truck, a tractor, just Google Boys Ranch Palatka to donate. Boys Ranch, Palatka, to donate. And remember, if you don't have a vehicle, Rhoda Heaver's Boys Ranch accepts cash donations as well.
Do you have a young boy in your family, school, or neighborhood in a high-risk safety situation, homeless or not adjudicated? There's no reason for boys to remain in those distressed homes. Rhoda Heaver Boys Ranch in Palatka was founded over 60 years ago as a nonprofit home for just such boys. If you know of a boy who needs a better situation, call 386-328-1281. Learn more about their programs and how they can change the life of a young boy that you might know. Visit rbr.com.
Hey folks, Paul with Morrell's Mattress Experts here. Our President's Day sale is in full swing, and we have some unbelievable deals. Every single mattress in the store is on sale. Tempur-Pedic, iComfort, Sealy Hybrids, Sealy Conform mattresses, plus all of our Scandinavian and Restonic sets. You can get up to 60 months no interest financing. Morrell's Mattress Experts in Lake City between Walmart and the mall, in Alatra right between Waffle House and the interstate. So don't miss our huge President's Day sale going on now through February 28th.
Noon to 3.
I've had wide, broad-based goals.
Listen to the best there is.
Like being the best.
Rush the best. On 97.3, The Sky.
Tell me you will stay. Make me smile.
I get it. It's hard to smile on a day like today after all the news that came out of South Florida with the mass murder, the shooting, and Broward County High School down there. Just absolutely atrocious. 9:51 on the Bob Rose Show, but we got to turn that frown upside down. It is time for Things That Make You Smile. It's brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. I highly recommend her services. She's taken excellent care of me and my family for a long time. All right, you ready? Call in now. 877-975-9825. You know, it's hard to smile when a tragedy like this has taken place, but I guess if you can get a little bit of a smile out of the fact that you know that there was some heroes involved here. You know, there were heroic acts. You know that a teacher basically sacrificed their life to save some of these kids. You know the first responders, immediately jumped to action. You know that there's going to be some, heroic things about kids helping the other kids, helping the wounded, trying to protect each other. So that's the, that's the thing. We've got to look for the positives, the silver lining, the things like that. And the fact that, we do have great law enforcement that, responded and stuff like that. I just hope that, we can get to a point to where we really can come up with some logic-based solutions that will make a difference.
Yeah.
Because there's all kinds of things you can do. There's all kinds of things you can talk about doing. But if you really want to make a difference, there's some strategies that we can employ that'll make sense.
Yeah.
And we'll talk probably, I'm sure we'll be talking about it tomorrow as well. Mm-hmm. All right, what else making me smile? Got the got a big party, Gainesville Harley-Davidson. They're celebrating their 25th anniversary, 25 years.
Man, that's amazing.
Well, it is. You're doing something right when you're owned by the same family for 25 years.
They got a great store. I mean, I've been really in there multiple times. Love looking at the toys. Don't own one right now. I miss not having
a... We can change that. We can fix that.
I know. I miss not having a bike, but it's just fun to go in and kind of check it all out. Sounds like Saturday is going to be a blast. And there's cake. Come on. Motorcycles and cake. I mean, come on.
Can't beat that.
Does it get
Maybe
like
somebody
that?
Jumping out of it's the only thing that would top.
We'll
see.
Don't want to get everything
You have
away.
To show up to find out. But anyway, that's going on Saturday.
Yeah.
And hopefully folks can stop by there. And then there is the Fiddler Crab Festival in Steinhatchee, which...
Aren't you going to ride up, kind of check that out?
I've been there before, and it's, it's not huge.
Yeah.
It's big, but not huge. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's actually, to me, it's the right size.
Gotcha.
Just enough vendors, not super crowded and crazy, but fun. And
it's a good time.
So, it's definitely something to do. I mean, last time I was there, the mascot, Crabbler, the Fiddler Crab Lady.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was digging her claws. She was all over me. Yeah. And, of course, you know, I love the attention.
So. Oh, absolutely. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. I spent some time with my wife. She was working. She took a little time.
Did you make her smile?
I did. Took her card, got her some flowers, you know, that kind of thing. Had a nice dinner. But we got to hang out a little bit yesterday in the middle of the day. There's an area that when we were first kind of dating a little bit, kind of getting to know each other, there was a park bench there in Magnolia Park where we would sit when she was on her lunch break when she was working there, kind of. And so, no, that's where we just kind of developed our relationship and kind of got to know each other. And we went and got some coffee and sat on our little park bench and just kind of had a good time.
And there's a place nearby has something to do with love.
Yes.
So go figure. Love blossomed in a place.
Yes.
That's associated with love. What's it called? Love Cafe or something like that?
One Love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a coincidence.
So there's things going on this weekend. There's, if you haven't celebrated Valentine's Day, some people wait for the weekend to do something.
Everything was packed last night.
Yeah, I never do the...
I don't blame you.
Not Mother's Day or Valentine's... No. That's just a no.
Pick another
day.
Just
the way it is. Make up my own days.
Yeah.
You know what? You should make every day a special day for your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're not done yet. Things that make you smile. Thanks for participating in that. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. But coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Spectacular buildings.
Oh, yeah.
Historic statues.
Yeah, I'm going to be late.
Stadiums.
Oh, look at that.
Even joggers.
Glad I'm not doing that.
Some would call it sightseeing.
Oh, sick of this.
At the Sky, we call it stuck in traffic.
Important to know traffic conditions.
Keeping things running smoothly.
You've got real sights to see. Your office. The game. Family. Get there on time. Sky traffic. Mornings and afternoons.
So you don't get stuck.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Hey, everybody. Bob Rose here, and it's done. I've pulled the trigger. I bought myself a new truck. All right, technically, it's only new to me, but I love it. I have to tell you the truth, though. You know what made the experience even better? Getting all the financing done and over with, over the phone, with the help of the team at SunState Federal Credit Union. Now, once I found the truck I wanted, I made a phone call to SunState. They had all the paperwork ready for me to sign when I came into the branch. Then it was off, with my SunState letter of approval in hand, to pick up my new Ram truck. Not only was the process of getting the loan quick and easy, but having that pre-approval letter in my hand made the art of negotiating the final price as easy as anything I've ever had to do. Oh, and the bonus? Between an interest rate that I never would have thought possible and the length of the loan made my new monthly payment fit comfortably within my budget. I'm telling you, when you're ready to make that next big purchase, whether it's a new truck or even a new home, SunState Federal Credit Union is the only stop to make. On the web at sunstatefcu.org, SunState Federal Credit Union, an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA. CUA.
Portrayal based on an actual patient experience.
My dentures came loose all the time.
When Tom's permanent teeth fell out, dentures didn't work. Then Tom got dental implants from Teeth Express. Long-lasting, natural-looking replacements for lost teeth.
Well, it's no problem eating now. Teeth Express knocked 20 years off of the way I looked. Dental implants changed my life.
Dental implants from Teeth Express for immediate results that leave a lasting impression.
In Gainesville, see Dr. Art Mowry at ExceptionalDentistry.com.
Celebrating ability while creating opportunity. We are the Ark.
Hello, my name is Mark Swain, the Executive Director of the Ark of Alachua County. We've been serving local people with developmental disabilities right here in Gainesville and Alachua County for over 50 years. I'm asking you to visit our website and support local people with developmental disabilities. Donate locally and make a world of difference. The Ark of Alachua County.
Hello?
Honey, I'm going to be late for dinner. I just bought an RV from J.D. Sanders RV Center.
An RV? We haven't even discussed it.
I know, but I wanted to surprise you.
Well, okay, I guess. Carol, I am so excited. Jim just bought us a new RV, and I cannot wait for our first trip.
J.D. Sanders RV Center, your Airstream headquarters for North Central Florida. U.S. 441, 6 miles south of I-75, exit 399. Online at sandersrvs.com.
Time now for your smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. And Jimmy Kimmel, the guy who says he's so smart. That's why all your late night hosts are so smart, because they're liberals.
Yeah.
He said that.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, he can't read where it says right turn only. End up getting in a wreck on Sunset Boulevard in L.A. Well, a street artist added a sign to the sign that says right turn only. And it says, this includes idiot comedians.
Whoa!
So, circle gets a square. Now, absolutely
love it.
This includes idiot comedians. And it's funny that it's right turn. He couldn't even turn right because it said right.
He's
a lefty. And that's your smoking gun. We got to go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.